Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, a podcast, vlog, whatever you want to call it, conversations with school district executives in response to the pandemic. And now, hopefully more forward-thinking, what is education going to look like after the pandemic? What are the lessons that we've learned through this horrible time and survived through this horrible time that we can take and use going forward to maybe hopefully improve the way we teach and learn? And the gentleman with me today, I've had the pleasure to meet over the years in person many times, talking about just such things. Although, Scott, I don't think we ever talked about COVID or coronaviruses in any of those conversations, right? Between digital equity and one-to-one devices, the pandemics never really came up.
That is correct. And had that come up, I would have questioned where you were getting your information.
That's right. That's right. But that's where we are. And here we are on the Zoom platform. Hopefully we'll see each other in person again soon. But wanted to catch up with you and ask you, as one of the more innovative districts I know in the country, I guess I have to ask the question first: how did the pandemic go? Okay. What is the state of play in your district right now? And then we'll move past that and go to the future. But first, I want to get a sense of what your experience has been through all this madness.
Sure, Kevin. It's great to see you again, by the way. And again, I appreciate the opportunity to share today. I'm very proud of our district, Desert Sands Unified School District here in Southern California. And I think you set it up perfectly for me when you said, what's a state of play? Because I've been using that analogy a lot. June 4th concludes our school year this year. And the best analogy I can think of is that football field. We've been trying to gain as much yardage as possible when we saw a window to do so. And those windows were created by the public health metrics, largely the case rates and positivity rates in the state of California, and more specifically to Riverside County, where we reside. So as those opportunities came available and some of the restrictions were reduced, we would move the ball toward the goal line. And June 4th will symbolize us making the touchdown. We've had students back in the buildings as much as possible this year, beginning March of 2021. So it was almost a year since the March 13th, 2020 emergency shutdowns. That we worked our way through this pandemic. And I just, I give kudos to staff and students as well as their families, because our community has been extremely resilient and demonstrated a lot of grit to make that goal.
Absolutely. Now, in my conversations with other districts, a number of themes have emerged that, and I'll throw a few at you to see if that's been your experience as well. The first thing I think that has maybe possibly permanently change is the idea of hybrid learning. I guess so. Last March was a forced migration to complete remote learning. People didn't like that phrase too much. It seemed that it was more about just keeping connections with students than necessarily developing a curriculum. Over the course of this year, a number of districts said they intend to keep a remote learning option, maybe a virtual academy sort of thing, while other districts have the intention to outfit classrooms with flat screens and document cameras and still have a hybrid option. Where do you see your district in the midst of all of those different opportunities?
Well, I appreciate your comment that we're one of the more innovative school districts, and certainly we take great pride in that. And I give kudos to my Board of Education for supporting that innovation. I can tell you where I want to be, and that is exactly as you stated, to offer options to parents and students. We learned through this pandemic, a forced transformation, so to speak, that distance learning actually worked fairly well for a percentage of our staff, and it worked fairly well for a percentage of students and families. In fact, when given the option in March to continue with distance learning, or take the option to come back in person, what was 2 days per week and now 4 days per week, we had about 40%, 37%, I think, specifically of parents that opted to stay on distance learning for the rest of the year. So that in itself says quite a bit about you know, the degree of satisfaction, largely driven by the current concerns for public health.
Yeah.
So looking into the future, I would like to offer a virtual option for parents and align staff resources accordingly. However, you've heard me say this before. I consistently refer to the fact that we need to think creatively inside the box. And that box is defined by law, regulation, policy. And, you know, on that note, we're currently monitoring activity at the legislative level because we know that we're getting signals that our flexibility for a full-on virtual option may be governed largely. So we're going to have to think creatively inside of whatever this this new law would indicate. The early indicator, so to speak, would signify that we can offer what's called an independent study option with some accountability measures, including daily synchronous and asynchronous instruction, opportunities to meet in person. This is some of the draft language. So we're closely monitoring that to see what the boundaries of the box will be. And then we will react to those boundaries in a creative fashion.
That's great. Let me ask you about the platform that we're using right now. This has really kind of been the greatest beta test of technology in history, the shift to Zoom and synchronous communications. A lot of districts have also told me that they have discovered some innovative ways to use this. And in fact, when it comes to communications with the new staff of parent teaching assistants that were created as a result of the pandemic, some dynamics in terms of telehealth, in terms of special education interviews, in terms of guidance counseling, that this form of communication can sometimes even be better than the in-person dynamic. There's some power dynamics that go on in a room full of five adults and one child that are kind of ameliorated when you're on a Zoom, right? Talk a little bit about that and your experience that you found in your district with, I guess, first, is there a different relationship now with parents as a result of this experience, and whether you see